Sunday, January 16th, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dach Jaj Chol, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lauren Schoen, and today is Sunday, January 16th, 2011, which makes it Mochak Jaj, or Prefix Day. It's also the day I've traveled across the country to visit my mother, and so in honor of the event, I'm going to give you two prefixes today. Perhaps you'll even share them with your own mother. As you know, Klingon verb prefixes identify the person and number of the subject and object of the verb they attach to. Today's two prefixes both have the same person and number for the subject. Specifically, second person, singular, or you. They differ from one another with respect to the person and number of the verb's object. Your first prefix today is da. That's capital D, A. So if the subject specified by da is you, what's the person and number of the object? Well, in the case of da, it indicates a third person object, and it can be either singular or plural, which means the object of da could be any noun that might replace pronouns such as him, her, it, or them. Thus, the one-word sentence dachoch might mean you kill him, or you kill her, or you kill it, or you kill them. Davok could mean you trust her. Dashuv, you fight them. We can put some actual nouns where the objects belong if we want. For example, Jabwit dashuv, you fight the waiter. Betlechlij davok, you trust your batleth. Tur Romulushkan dachoch, soon you will kill the Romulan. Your second prefix today is bi. That's B, capital I. While bi also indicates a singular third-person subject, which is to say, you, it differs from da because it reveals that the verb doesn't have an object. Thus, bishuv means simply, you fight. Rech bibol means, you always drool. And rech bichochrup is, you're always ready to kill. Prefixes are powerful bits of Klingon grammar, and there are quite a few of them. Some, like bi and da, you'll find yourself using a lot. Other prefixes indicate combinations of person and number that come up much less frequently. Sooner or later, you'll need to learn them all, but that doesn't have to happen today. For now, practice making sentences with these two. We'll do more next Sunday. And tomorrow, I'll be back to give you another verb. That is, assuming my mother says it's okay. Until then, remember, Kotme Poshmo Chol. Language opens worlds.